This is a most remarkable bronze of Avalokiteshvara, marking a milestone at the very emergence of a flourishing tradition of casting bronze images in Tibet, of large size for its period, and one of very few existing examples that were gilt. Avalokiteshvara, he who mercifully looks down upon the world, is the bodhisattva of absolute compassion. He would originally have held a lotus flower. A lotus grows in muddy waters, but its flowers bloom completely free from the stains of mud. It symbolizes that he has attained enlightenment, is liberated from all obstacles, and has a completely pure body, speech, and mind. The bronze displays classic Kashmiri stylistic elements, for example in the pronounced modeling of the muscles around the navel and strong upper torso, the accentuated roundness of the beaded jewelry following Indian Pala period prototypes, and silver inlaid eyes. The crown type is first noted in Bamiyan, while the triple crescent crown with side rosettes, as in the present example, is characteristic of Kashmiri style of the 8th-9th century, as is the dhoti, worn with a sash hanging down between the flexed legs. The two different types of earrings point to an Indian tradition along with the beaded jewelry. These elements of style and fashion were introduced to Western Tibet, most notably during the second propagation of Buddhism from the mid-10th century onward. This figure represents an extremely important early example of the transfer of an iconographic type from Kashmir to Tibet, with Kashmiri craftsmen likely working in the Guge Kingdom of Western Tibet during the earliest phase. Other examples all display ornate floral garlands and greater ornamentation, while the present example, with its powerful modeling of the torso and clarity in the overall design with plain garland, is likely of earlier date.